I'd like to read this in word from the letter of James. James chapter 2 from verse 1. James chapter 2 verse 1. My brothers, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, don't show favoritism. Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring, fine clothes, and a poor man in shabby clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, "Here is a good seat for you," but for the poor man you say, "Stand there," or "Sit on the floor by my feet," have you not discriminated amongst yourself, become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my dear brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith, to inherit the kingdom He promised those who love Him? But you have insulted the poor. Verse 8, if you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing good. If you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. Verse 12, speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment. I got a story on internet and I'd like to share it with you. It's about, maybe you've seen it, a lady with a gingham dress. The story, a lady in a faded gingham dress and her husband in a homespun threadbare suit stepped off a train in Boston and walked without an appointment into the Harvard University president's outer office. It was about in the year 1884-85. The secretary could tell in a moment that such backwoods country hicks had no business at Harvard. "We'd like to see the president," the man said softly. "You will be busy all day," said the secretary. "We'll wait," said the lady. For hours, the secretary ignored them, hoping that the couple would finally become discouraged and go away. And when they didn't, she finally decided to disturb the president and ask, "Please get rid of these people in my office." He sighed and in exasperation announced and said, someone of his importance obviously didn't have the time to spend with these people. Stern face and with dignity, he strutted toward the couple. The lady told him, "We have a son who died, and my husband and I would like to erect a memorial to him somewhere on Harvard campus." The president wasn't touched. He was shocked. "Madam," He said gruffly, "We can't put up a statue for every person who attended Harvard and died. If we did, this place would look like a cemetery." "Oh no," the lady replied, "we don't want to erect a statue. We would like to give a building to Harvard." The president rolled his eyes, glanced at the gingham dress and the homespun suit, and then explained, "A building. Do you have any earthly idea how much a building costs? We have over $7.5 million in the physical buildings here at Harvard." For a moment, the lady was silent. Then turned to her husband, said quietly, "Is that all it costs to start a university? Why don't we just start our own?" The couple was Mr. and Mrs. Leland Stanford, that liked to build a university in memory of their son and was visiting all the universities at the East Coast. At that stage, they turned away and built a university in Palo Alto in California, today the Stanford University. And the story ended with these words, "You can easily judge the character of others by how they treat those who they think can do nothing for them." And then the last word, "So true, people will forget what you said. People will even forget what you did. People will never forget how you made them feel." Isn't that true? It's not what people said and what people did, but how we feel. Humiliated, insulted. And that is a word that James says so clearly in his letter. "My brothers, believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, don't show favoritism. Don't pay special attention to some people and no attention to others. Don't discriminate among yourself and become judges." You know, it is so easy to judge other people on the outside. Not with love, not with the love of God. And okay, we can say this morning, I will never ever do this. But think again. Isn't it what we do every day? Judging people only with our eyes. Be very friendly and very kind and over-enthusiastic to greet important people. Well-dressed people, people with a social stand, people with influence, people with money, and turn away from people with shabby clothes, thinking they are of no use for me. Judging people without the love of the Lord. And you know, by making this difference even in the church, in the church family, to value people on what we only think without love. Saying easily, don't give that job to her or to him. They can't cope. They can't do it. It's so easy by judging without love to let people feel worthless, useless, of no good. I don't know why. Why are we so impressed with what we see on the outside? But we, and listen again, we as believers in our glorious Lord, Jesus Christ. The Lord, in His grace and His kindness and His love, change the way we judge people. Jesus touched people's life as we sang. Let us read the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and see again for ourselves the kindness and the love the Lord shows to people without looking at the outside only. Can I read only one story to remind us? And that is in John chapter 8, about the lady the Pharisees brought to the Lord because they said they caught her in the act of adultery. And in John 8, I read the word, they made her stand before the group and then said to Jesus, in the law Moses condemned this people and commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say? You know those words, insulted and humiliating, they made her stand before the group, judging without love. And we know the story, Jesus bent down, started to write on the ground with his finger, and then he said, if any one of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her. And then, at this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left. And then he straightened up and asked her, woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you? No one, sir, she said. Then neither do I condemn you. Go now and leave your life of sin. Judging with love. That is the way the Lord tells us to do. We need more love. We need more of Jesus Christ, our Lord, in our lives. That's why Paul wrote this beautiful word, a prayer in Ephesians 3. I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being. so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you being rooted and established in love may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. We need more of Jesus Christ in our lives. We need to be more rooted and established in His love. It's always beautiful singing Amazing Grace to remember the story about the captain of the slave ship who wrote these words, "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me." God looked to us with love. Give us a chance in life. Make us free, a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Do we have the love of Jesus Christ in our lives? Do we really judge people, even this morning, in the way we greet them? Judge with love, make no difference, no discrimination, no favoritism. Mark Twain once said, "Kindness and love is a language that even deaf people can hear, and blind people can see." Let us pray that the Lord help us to judge with love every day, to live a life full of compassion for other people. O Lord, we confess to you what we are. We are not the people we like others to think we are. We are afraid even to admit to ourselves what lies in the depths of our souls. But we do not want to hide our true selves from you. You know us. Help us, Lord God, to put our trust in your guiding and power. Help us to let other people always feel useful, worthy, and needed. And thank you. Thank you for your gracious love and mercy upon us. In Jesus' name, Amen.